I find the language barrier as one of the most important social issues amongst Iranian immigrants worldwide. It can make them less confident. They may lose their self-esteem in other countries, so it can influence their health.
So when these Iranian migrants come to other countries, do they generally know the language, or do they have to learn the language when they arrive in that country?
It depends. It depends on their social class and their educational level. We can't generalize it to all people or Iranian people, but mostly in this review, they knew levels of language, English or the dominant language, but they need to improve their language in their country, in the other countries. And one thing that is very interesting, that they say that we thought, when we were in Iran, we thought that we can speak English, we can understand, because we believe that our English is good. For example, English or the dominant language, I mean, Dutch or Swedish or others. But when they came to other countries and they face with other people, local people, native people, and different accents, they found it very difficult to communicate with people. It impacted their communication with others, and some of them prefer to separate themselves from local people, to don't be asked and to don't have to answer the questions, because of they are not self-confident.
I imagine, I think because Iranian people are quite well-educated as well, that being well-educated in your home country and then coming here and being seen as uneducated because you can't speak the language is quite frustrating.
Yeah, actually, this is very, very frustrating, because when you think that you had high social standing in your country, and when you go to another country and you are overlooked, it's very annoying. It's not a good thing for immigrants.
This was leading to things like unemployment and underemployment. Can you explain how that made Iranian migrants feel?
Actually, underemployment is worse than unemployment sometimes.
So what is underemployment?
Underemployment means that, for example, a high educated person comes to another country and have to work in casual works. Or, for example, in this review, I saw a participant that was a doctor in Iran and went to the United States and had to work as a laborer in a factory. So it's a kind of underemployment, and it may influence their health condition, and it's a kind of frustrating aspect of immigration.
This all leads to mental health issues. I think you've alluded to a couple of times in this interview that so low self-esteem is one of the things that comes up.
Yeah. Actually, underemployment and unemployment, as I said earlier, underemployment, unemployment, and language barrier, all and mental health, low mental health, I think that play, they are such as a cycle. When they come to another country and they can't communicate with local people, so they seek for a good job, but they can't get a good job. So they may face many, challenge with many financial problems and social isolation, and they have a distressful time. So all of them contribute to a kind of mental disorder, depression and anxiety. So when they are not fine in terms of mental condition, they can't concentrate on learning language and learning new abilities, and they can't settle in the new country. I think that this is a cycle that they impact each other.
Do Iranian migrants know where to get help for mental health issues?
the problem for Iranian immigrants that I found from this review is that their lack of information about healthcare services. For example, in Germany, it is stated that about 28% of Iranian immigrants are suffering from different levels of mental disorders, untreated mental disorders, because they don't have access to health services and psychologists. This doesn't mean that there is no health services or psychologists there. It means that they don't know where, when, and how they should go to healthcare services. When they need to refer to a psychologist to, you know, be treated timely. And we have this situation actually in Australia as well, according to literature, that in Australia as well, Iranians are complaining of lack of awareness of, you know, healthcare services.
So what can health services do to help Iranian migrants?
Mm-hmm. I think that in different countries, there are different, for different minorities or different communities. And for Iranians, for example, in Australia, we have some communities for Iranians. I believe that it's a good idea if healthcare services provide the communities, because people during their settling process and living in Australia, they are in communication with their ethnic communities. So it's a good idea if healthcare services provide the community with templates, brochures in Farsi, and then people can, you know, people when they feel the need to go to doctor or go to healthcare services, they can access to the templates from the community and get help from their mates.
Presumably, this isn't just restricted to Iranian migrants. This is
it would go for all
migrants.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. What you're saying about not being able to learn the language makes you depressed, and if that doesn't get addressed, then you end up in this cycle where you don't feel part of the community.
Actually, this could be helpful for all minorities, because, for example, in particular in Australia, as a multicultural country, it's very good to have different healthy minorities to have a overall healthy society. So healthy Australia, I mean, yeah.
So we do hear a lot of negativity around migration. Was there anything positive to come out of this study?
Yeah, actually, I expected, when I started this study, I expected to find some positive aspects of migration. However, I didn't find anything in Iranian immigrants. Actually, for Kurdish and Afghani immigrants, I found, for example, higher occupational and job opportunities for women. But for Iranian immigrants, I didn't find anything. And in literature, I found for other minorities that they talked about, for example, freedom, for example, living in a well-organized society and greater facilities and support of from government as the positive aspects of immigration. But I haven't found anything about these positive aspects of migration for Iranians. This was interesting for me, and I think that more, you know, research is needed to address this issue. That what's the positive aspects of migration? If they leave their countries to other countries to find what they want to find, you know, what they want to achieve in other countries, so they should achieve some things. But I don't know why they didn't, you know, state them in previous studies.